This is Brother Don. I'm pleased to host the Daily Bible Lesson, a 5-minute summary of Scripture to take you through the day. We've been going through the Gospel of John. The program is available every day except Thursday, when the Gospel Trail podcast is aired. We plan to add a discussion forum Monday nights at 7 Eastern Time for those who have questions or comments about the daily lessons.
For exact times and location, visit our website, pgn.church, and check with the calendar in our office. Have a great day. Get ready. Put on your earbuds. Turn up your smart speaker. Next up is Brother Don's Daily Bible Lesson, found exclusively on the Gospel Trail. Now here he is with a quick devotion from Scripture to start your busy day.
I'm Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, and verse 1. We're using the Passion Translation. Where was Jesus? People were looking for him everywhere. It was his duty as a Jewish man to attend 3 specific feasts a year in Jerusalem. And the first one, perhaps the most important one, would arrive shortly. Would he shirk his duty out of fear of the religious leaders, who made no secret of the fact that they wanted him dead? They had told everyone they were to inform them immediately if he showed up. But we know from the previous chapter that Jesus was on a spiritual retreat, alone with God, preparing for all that would soon occur. It was now 6 days before Passover was to begin, so he went back to Bethany, where Lazarus, Mary, and Martha lived. It was only a few miles from Jerusalem. I am sure he wanted to be near friends during these last few days of his life. Martha was serving the food, of course, busy, always busy, but certainly a dear woman of God. Mary chose to sit with the others at the dinner table. She had a jar that contained a very costly perfume. She bowed down and anointed the feet of Jesus. And immediately Judas spoke his mind. What a waste! The money for that perfume could have been used to feed the poor. He was trying to look pious, but Jesus knew he was stealing money from the money case that the disciples kept. He knew a thing or two about locks, as you can see in his second name, Iscariot, which means locksmith. But Jesus quickly retorts, "Leave her alone. She has saved it for the time of my burial." There are several Marys in the New Testament, but which one was this sister of Lazarus? Church tradition tells us that she was a former prostitute, but that's a fairly late tradition. Almost every Bible scholar today rejects that assumption. This perfume she provided might have been her family's treasure or her own inheritance. She probably gave all that she had. We can retrace the steps of Jesus over these last few days. He was alone with the disciples. Then he was alone in the wilderness with his Father in heaven. He returns to Bethany to be with this tiny group of close friends. But he is never very far from conflict, as the interchange with Judas shows. The word gets out that Jesus is in Bethany, and a huge crowd begins to assemble. They wanted to see Jesus, but also this Lazarus that had been raised from the dead. The chief priests see this as an opportunity to kill Jesus and Lazarus. The miracle worker and his greatest miracle would be eliminated at the same time, if they have their way. But the eyewitnesses of the miracle are there, continuing to spread the news about Jesus to everyone. The crowd swells both in number and expectation. This is the moment, they all believe. But the religious leaders are deeply disturbed. This is Brother Don. Listen every day for the daily Bible lesson. May God be with you, guide you, and give you perfect peace this day. Amen.
The Gospel Trail Live, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Join us at 720-820-1290 or at our website meeting room at pgn.church. Our podcast hosts can be reached at 218-461-0164. Please text or say your joys and concerns, and we'll get back to you or even air them on our next podcast. Until we meet again, blessings to you and the church that meets at your house.